Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Recognizing the Stranger on Palestine and Narrative by Isabella Hammett is a concise work of cultural criticism that asks how stories shape what audiences believe is possible to feel, imagine, and recognize about Palestine and Palestinians. Moving between literary analysis and reflections on public discourse, Hammett considers how narrative forms can either widen or restrict moral attention, especially when a people are routinely framed through crisis, conflict, or abstraction. The book focuses on the politics of legibility, who is treated as fully human and complex, whose experiences are reduced to symbols, and which narrative conventions are rewarded by institutions that mediate culture. Without presenting itself as a comprehensive history, it examines how language, genre, and expectation influence the reception of Palestinian life in Anglophone contexts. Hammett invites readers to notice the pressures placed on Palestinian writers and artists, and to question the seemingly neutral storytelling norms that often govern publishing, reviewing, and public empathy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narrative as a gatekeeper of recognition. A central topic is the idea that narrative does not merely describe reality, but actively filters who is seen as familiar, credible, and worthy of care. Hammett examines how recognition is produced through storytelling conventions that many readers take for granted: character depth, psychological motivation, moral ambiguity, and the pacing of plot. When these conventions are unevenly applied, certain lives are granted complexity, while others are treated as background or as a problem to be solved. In the context of Palestine, this gatekeeping can appear in subtle expectations about what counts as an acceptable story, such as demands for universal themes that implicitly erase political specificity, or a preference for narratives that reassure audiences rather than disturb them. The analysis highlights how public debate often relies on simplified story frames that flatten Palestinians into roles rather than people. By stressing recognition, the book pushes readers to ask not only what is being told, but what a culture is willing to hear. It also foregrounds the ethical stakes of reading interpretation becomes a civic act, not a private pastime, because the stories that circulate shape the boundaries of empathy and the limits of political imagination. Secondly, the burden of representation on Palestinian writers. Another major theme is the pressure placed on Palestinian authors to function as representatives, educators, or witnesses before they are allowed to be artists. Hammett explores how writers from politicized and contested contexts are often asked to prove legitimacy through explanation, documentation, or moral testimony. This can narrow the range of permissible narrative choices, encouraging works that conform to external expectations while discouraging experimentation, humor, or ordinary interior life. The book considers how such pressures operate through publishing markets, media interviews, reviews, and classroom adoption, where Palestinian writing may be approached primarily as a source of information rather than as literature. That dynamic can produce a double bind. If the work foregrounds politics, it may be dismissed as propaganda. Yet if it foregrounds personal or aesthetic concerns, it may be criticized for avoiding reality. By naming this burden, Hammett clarifies the hidden rules that govern cultural acceptance. She invites readers to notice when they are asking a text to perform a political function that would not be demanded of other literatures, and to recognize that the demand itself can become a form of control over what Palestinians are allowed to say and how they are allowed to say it. Thirdly, legibility stereotype. In the politics of the familiar, Hammett also addresses the politics of legibility, how people become readable to outsiders through familiar stereotypes and narrative shortcuts. Legibility can appear positive because it promises understanding, but it can also be coercive when it forces lives into pre-approved molds. The book examines how Palestinian existence is often interpreted through a limited set of images and roles, which can make certain experiences instantly recognizable while rendering other experiences implausible or invisible. This narrowing affects not only news and political speech, but also fiction, memoir, and cultural conversation. A key issue is the dominance of what feels familiar to an Anglophone audience, including assumptions about modernity, secularism, family, gender, and the meaning of home. When familiarity becomes the standard for credibility, difference is treated as suspect and complexity is treated as confusion. Hammett encourages readers to consider how their own reading habits might reward the already known and punish the unexpected. The topic ultimately asks for a more demanding form of attention, one that tolerates opacity, contradiction, and context, and that allows Palestinians to appear not as symbols within another people's story, but as protagonists within their own worlds of language, memory, and aspiration. Fourthly, form, genre, and the ethics of storytelling. The book pays close attention to form, how genre choices and narrative structures carry ethical consequences. Rather than treating form as a purely aesthetic concern, Hammett considers how plot patterns, voice, realism, and tone can shape political meaning. certain genres may encourage a search for individual redemption, which can deflect attention from structural power. Others may foreground rupture, fragmentation, or unresolved endings, which can better reflect experiences shaped by displacement and constraint, but may be read as difficult or inaccessible. The discussion points to a tension between what is formally true to a situation and what is institutionally rewarded. Hamad invites readers to see that form can either reproduce dominant assumptions or challenge them by changing what is centered, what is left unsaid, and what kinds of causality are considered normal. This topic also raises questions about audience, for whom is the story being told and who is imagined as the default reader. By focusing on craft, the book argues that political responsibility in narrative is not only a matter of content or message. It is also about how a story is built, how it trains attention, and how it positions readers in relation to suffering, agency, and historical time. Lastly, public discourse, cultural institutions, and the limits of empathy. A final key topic is the relationship between narrative and the broader cultural institutions that circulate stories, such as media platforms, publishing ecosystems, festivals, and academic settings. Hamad examines how these institutions shape what kinds of Palestinian narratives are amplified, sanitized, or sidelined, often under the banner of neutrality or balance. The book suggests that empathy is not an unlimited moral resource. It is guided by the stories a culture repeats and by the categories it uses to interpret events. When public discourse treats Palestinian life primarily as a security issue, a humanitarian crisis, or an endless conflict, it becomes harder for audiences to imagine everyday continuity. Intellectual, life, joy, and political agency. Hamad highlights how debates about acceptable speech can push narratives toward euphemism or self-censorship, which in turn affects what readers believe is sayable. This topic encourages a more critical media literacy. Readers are asked to notice which narrative frames feel automatic, who benefits from them, and what alternative frames might reveal. By connecting literature to public language, the book argues that changing the stories we accept is inseparable from changing the horizon of what we consider morally and politically possible. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a sharper understanding of how cultural storytelling influences political perception, including students of literature, writers, editors, journalists, and anyone trying to read about Palestine with more care. It is also valuable for general readers who sense that public debates are shaped less by facts alone than by the story forms that organize those facts into meaning. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. It trains you to identify the hidden expectations that govern what seems credible, moving, or human, Asaju, and it helps you resist the reflex to demand familiarity before granting empathy. By focusing on narrative mechanics, the book offers tools you can apply beyond this context to any situation where a group is reduced to a role and where institutions reward simplified frames. Compared to many books on Palestine that emphasize chronology, policy, or reportage, Hamad provides a distinctive lens and account of how reading practices and cultural gatekeeping affect recognition itself. That originality makes it worth buying alongside more historical or journalistic works, because it explains why certain stories circulate easily while others struggle to be heard, and it equips you to become a more responsible reader in public life. If you would like to support Isabella Hamad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.